Imagine yourself in the clear blue waters of Jamaica, maybe with a gentle dolphin nudging your hand. Sounds pretty idyllic,
It
right?
really does.
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into Dolphin Cove, Jamaica. It's a hugely popular spot, for marine encounters and a bit of adventure.
Yeah, knowing you're probably intrigued by these kinds of unique travel experiences, our mission today is really to unpack the full Dolphin Cove thing.
Okay.
From those really magical moments with the animals to the practical stuff, the things that can honestly make or break your trip.
Right.
We want to make sure you're well informed if you're thinking about going.
Okay, right. So when most people think Dolphin Cove, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously the dolphins.
Of course.
But what kind of interactions are we actually talking about here? Is it just looking?
Oh, no, it's much more than just a glimpse. Visitors consistently report really positive, very hands-on interactions, like petting, hugging.
Hugging a dolphin.
Yeah, hugging, kissing, even getting pushed through the water by them.
Wow.
We're talking specific behaviors they train, like the hand target, where a dolphin just gently touches your hand,
Okay.
or a pretty charming handshake.
But I think there's a really vital detail here that our sources picked up on. This difference between the different dolphin programs, apparently that can be a real point of confusion for people.
Oh, absolutely. That's spot on. And
Yeah.
setting expectations there is crucial.
So what are the options?
Okay, so there are generally three main programs. You've got the Dolphin Encounter.
Right.
That one's described as suitable for all ages.
Yeah.
And importantly, no swimming is required.
Ah, okay. So maybe if you're not a strong swimmer or have little kids.
Exactly. It often takes place in shallow water. And the behaviors are things like the hug, the hand target, handshake, and a kiss from the dolphin.
Okay. Then what's next?
Then you step it up a bit to the Dolphin Swim Adventure.
Swim adventure. Okay.
This one offers more interaction, like a belly ride.
A belly rip.
Yeah, where you hold on and they swim on their back. Plus, you get the standard behaviors too. But this one definitely implies getting more in the water.
Right. You're swimming with them more.
Exactly. And then finally, there's the Dolphin Royal Swim.
Royal swim. Sounds fancy.
It's the most comprehensive, really designed for people looking for that full immersive experience.
Okay.
This program includes things like the foot push,
What's that?
where two dolphins push you by the soles of your feet so you kind of glide across the water.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the dorsal toe, where you hold onto their dorsal fins as they swim.
Okay, so that one, you definitely need to be able to swim for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Swimming proficiency is a must for the Royal Swim.
And that distinction, it sounds so key because, like you said, the interaction level varies hugely.
That does.
And we saw that vlogger's experience. She thought she'd just be petting dolphins from a step, right?
Yeah, that's what she expected.
But then found herself fully in the water.
And as a non-swimmer, that caused her, understandably, quite a bit of anxiety. She even had this fear they might sort of pull her away.
Oh gosh. Yeah, that really highlights how important it is to know exactly what you're signing up for beforehand.
It's critical information.
Yeah.
And actually, another little note, especially for anyone arriving on a cruise,
Yeah.
some of those more interactive swim options, like the Royal Swim, might even be exclusively available to cruise ship passengers.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Apparently, due to specific agreements they have, some cruise critic users mention this.
Huh. Okay, so definitely something to check based on how you're getting there.
Highly recommended, yeah. Check your specific itinerary or booking.
Okay, so beyond the dolphins, which is clearly the main event for many,
Yeah.
what else does Dolphin Cove offer? Is it enough to fill a whole day?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They've clearly put thought into making it a full-day adventure.
Yeah.
It's not just about the dolphins.
Like what?
Well, for starters, there are bird aviaries. Our vlogger friend actually mentioned overcoming her fear of birds there.
That's cool.
Yeah. And there's a small zoo area, too. It has rabbits, which sound really calm, good for petting, especially for kids,
Nice.
and iguanas,
Yeah.
parrots. You can also explore a jungle trail.
Jungle trail. So, like a nature walk.
Pretty much, yeah. For experiencing more exotic animals and the natural surroundings.
Did the sources mention anything, I don't know, unique? Any themed areas or surprising features?
They did, actually. There's this pirate-themed deck section with statues.
Pirates in Jamaica. Makes sense.
Right? One visitor even compared it to a pirate museum they'd seen in the Bahamas. Sounds quite fun.
Okay.
And then there's more standard stuff, too, like a pool and waterfalls to cool off in, a water slide, though our vlogger didn't actually try it.
Fair enough.
And, of course, a beach area. you know, with the swing and the big Dolphin Cove logo for photos.
Gonna get the photo up.
Exactly. And you can even try kayaking there, which for our vlogger was her first time kayaking. So she was a bit nervous, even though it was just shallow water.
Good for her for trying. So lots to do besides the main dolphin thing then.
Definitely. And what about other marine life? Is it just dolphins?
Good question. Are there other watery encounters?
Yeah, they do offer a shark encounter.
Whoa, sharks. Like swimming with sharks.
Well, it's an encounter. It's important to note, though, that one's a separate additional cost.
Okay. Not included.
Right. And they also have a stingray encounter. There's actually an admission plus package that bundles things like a buffet meal, the jungle trail access, and the stingray encounter.
Okay, that sounds useful. What about food generally?
Well, that buffet meal is often included in certain packages.
Right.
But drinks can be a bit pricey, apparently. Our vlogger actually missed her included lunch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and instead ended up grabbing a strawberry coffee from Star Buccaneers.
Star Buccaneers, I love that.
Yeah, they're a little pirate-themed coffee shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of different things. It really makes it a well-rounded day out, not just a quick dolphin interaction. There's value, even if you prefer to stay mostly dry.
Okay, so with all these different activities packed in, let's zoom out a bit. What's the overall atmosphere like there? What's the general vibe, and what should listeners practically kind of brace themselves for?
Well, the general feeling from visitors is really quite positive. Lots of people praising it as, you know, fun, memorable.
Yeah.
The staff get mentioned a lot, too. Guides like Esther, TJ, Daniel, and a marine specialist named Nordia, they're consistently highlighted as being knowledgeable. Super helpful.
That's always good to hear, especially when you're dealing with animals.
Exactly. Making guests feel comfortable during the interactions seems to be a priority. Lots of visitors just said the whole experience was awesome. Great for families, great for kids.
And they've won awards for it, right?
Yeah, Traveler's Choice Awards from TripAdvisor, I think, for both 2023 and 2024. So generally a well-regarded place.
Okay, that all sounds really appealing. But, you know, no experience is ever totally perfect. What were some of those little practical things, the gotchas that visitors mentioned that maybe could trip someone up if they weren't expecting them?
Right, yeah. Because while the dolphin magic is undeniable, a really smooth visit often means knowing about the potential pitfalls.
Like what?
Okay, photo prices. That came up quite a bit with mixed reviews.
Ah, the classic photo package dilemma.
Exactly. Some people actually found the packages reasonably priced compared to other similar places they've been.
Okay.
But others definitely felt individual photos, where the bigger packages were pretty expensive. Like one example was about $55 US for photos for the Royal Swim, which itself costs maybe $220 per person.
Oof, yeah. That adds up fast.
It does. So that's definitely something where setting your expectations beforehand or deciding if you even want the official photos can prevent disappointment later.
Good tip. What else?
Some people mentioned pushy vendors right at the entrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can happen at tourist spots.
It can. Though apparently it was less of an issue once you were actually inside the park itself.
Okay.
Wait times could also be a factor. Mm-hmm. Our vlogger hit a 30-minute queue on a Saturday morning. Although she did note that people who had reservations or came with hotel packages seemed to be able to skip that main line.
Ah, okay. So booking ahead might save you some time standing around.
Seems like it could, yeah.
Were there any other sort of logistical surprises or details people should be aware of?
Yes, travel time is one. Factor that in. Google Maps might say one thing.
Yeah.
Like it estimated, I think, 1 hour, 17 minutes from Kingston to Ocho Rios for one visitor. But it actually took them 1 hour, 40 minutes.
Okay, so allow a buffer, especially with Jamaican traffic.
Definitely allow a buffer. And crucially, this is important, visitors are generally not allowed to record with their own cameras or phones during the actual in-water dolphin interaction.
Oh, really? Not at all.
Not during the main interaction in the water, it seems.
Yeah.
So you need to set that expectation. Those amazing moments in the water, unlike, say, the bird sanctuary or the jungle trail that our vlogger could film, those are either just for your memory or you rely on their official photographers.
Which, as we just discussed, comes with its own costs and considerations.
Exactly. And one more kind of interesting, maybe slightly off-putting detail from the vlogger.
Go on.
Was the experience of little fish snipping at your feet while she was in the water with the dolphins.
Snipping, like biting.
She described it as snipping. It wasn't harmful, I don't think, but it was unexpected and definitely added to her anxiety a bit.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is definitely the kind of authentic detail you don't usually see in the glossy brochures. Good to know if you're maybe a bit squeamish about fish near your toes.
Right. Part of the real unvarnished experience, I guess.
All right. So for anyone listening now who's thinking, okay, maybe I do want to plan my own deep dive to Dolphin Cove, what are the absolute must-knows, the key logistics they need to get sorted?
Okay, first up, location. No, the Dolphin Cove actually has 5 different spots or habitats in Jamaica.
5. Okay.
Yeah. Ocho Rios is probably the main one people think of then. Montego Bay, Moon Palace, Puerto Seco, and Yaman. Our vlogger mentioned wanting to check out the Montego Bay one next time.
Good to know. There are options. How do you get there?
Well, you've got a few choices. Hotel shuttles are common, especially from nearby resorts like beaches all-inclusive. You can use route taxis.
What are those exactly?
They're basically shared taxis that run on set routes.
Yeah.
Often more affordable than private taxis.
Okay.
Or, of course, you could rent a car and drive yourself.
Right. And what about booking? Paying?
You can pay at the entrance. For instance, our vlogger, as a local resident, paid $4,200 Jamaican dollars and needed to show government ID.
Okay.
But, as we mentioned with the wait times,
booking ahead might be better.
It seems like booking beforehand or arriving as part of a hotel package might let you skip those lines.
Yeah.
So probably worth looking into.
And it sounds like being really clear on what your package includes is vital.
Absolutely vital. You don't want to be like our vlogger and accidentally miss out on that included buffet lunch.
Definitely not.
And Dolphin Cove seems pretty flexible too. They apparently offer free rescheduling if you give them at least 24 hours notice.
That's handy.
Yeah, and they list various international booking numbers and mention having a secure payment system online, which makes booking from abroad pretty straightforward.
Okay, so planning ahead, knowing your location, knowing your package. Sounds key.
It really is. It just helps you maximize the fun and minimize any potential hassle or unexpected costs.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Dolphin Cove, Jamaica today, what's the main thing you hope people take away from this conversation?
Well, we've definitely navigated through the really exciting world of the dolphin encounters themselves.
Yeah.
But we've also explored all those other diverse attractions, the things beyond the main event.
Yeah.
And importantly, highlighted those crucial tips for making your visit smoother.
Right. Like telling the difference between the Dolphy programs.
Exactly. And managing expectations about photos, about wait times.
Yeah.
Maybe even about those little nibbling fish.
Ah, yes. Can't forget the fish.
The key insight, I think, is that while the magic of interacting with these amazing animals is undeniable, a truly fantastic day really hinges on being well-informed about all the little nuances of the experience.
Makes sense. Preparation meets opportunity.
Something like that, yeah.
So maybe if here's a final thought for you to consider for your next grand adventure, wherever that might be. In this world where so many experiences are curated, polished, and shared online, how much does knowing the full, unvarnished truth, including maybe the anxieties people felt or the unexpected little details like snipping fish, how much does that truly enhance or maybe even diminish your desire for that adventure?
Interesting question.
Does all that preparation make the eventual magic feel more potent because you're ready for it? Or does a little bit of uncertainty, a little mystery actually add to the thrill, something to mull over?